Florida Attorney General warns NFL over race-based hiring practices. By Dylan Gwynn on March 25, 2026. The Attorney General for the state of Florida has made it clear that the NFL's and race-based hiring practices have no place in the Sunshine State. In a letter dated March 25, Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer informs the league that their long-standing Rooney Rule, which mandates that teams interview a certain number of minority candidates for vacant coaching and front office positions, and the league's other related race-based hiring practices, are a violation of state law, and if they do not cease, Florida will respond with a civil rights enforcement action. The letter, addressed to the league, was also copied to the owners of the Miami Dolphins, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Jacksonville Jaguars, as well as relevant federal and state civil rights officials. Uthmeyer objects to the NFL's above-stated Rooney Rule, but also identifies other race-based hiring and rewards practices that are of concern. Namely, Uthmeyer identified the program that rewards teams for developing minority candidates who go on to become head coaches or general managers, and an additional initiative that mandates teams employ a female or minority coach as an offensive assistant. In his letter, Uthmeyer urges the league to interview, hire, and train based on merit and gives the NFL until May 1, 2026, to confirm that teams in Florida will no longer enforce the Rooney Rule or any variation or extension thereof. Should the league not comply with his mandate, the Attorney General warns that it may result in a civil rights enforcement action. The Rooney Rule was implemented by the NFL in 2003 to increase diversity among league coaching staffs. Since then, it has been expanded to include front office executives and assistant coaches. It is debatable whether the program has been successful in increasing the number of minority coaches.